This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and author of the newly released storytelling cookbook, Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce. And you're listening to All Things Southern Live on KMLB, News Talk 105.7 FM and 540 AM. Let's do this thing.
Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on the nails.
Oh, indeed, we are going to do this thing. Happy Monday evening. You're listening to All Things Southern Live, and this is your happy hostess, Shelley, on the other side, trying to turn down my laptop. Sorry about that reverb you were getting, JR. I know you were wondering where that was coming from.
It's all right.
That was my laptop.
That's okay.
I continue to be such the consummate professional on air. I hope that y'all are all duly impressed by my professionalism. So we've got a great big show planned, and I'm excited because for no other reason, this would be exciting enough for me. One of my dearest friends is with us in the studio. Hello, Dr. Jonelle Kirby.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm loving this.
It's always fun for me when you're in.
It is too fun. I love this.
So this is what we were doing. What we were over at the coffee shop just trying to cram in a lot of things that we needed to talk about with heartfelt coming up.
And you and me talking in like 20 minutes.
It just wasn't working. And so then I need to leave. I need to run over to the station and like, oh, come on, we'll keep talking on air because I'm, you know, everything is so well organized here at All Things Southern Life.
Yes, we pre-planned this for what, I think 4 minutes.
Yeah. So that's just the way we roll. But I'm excited because we're going to talk more off and on during the show about something that you and I have coming up in January.
Heartfelt experience.
Yay!
January 13th and 14th back here in West Monroe. And I'm so excited you're going to be sharing the stage with me during that weekend.
I am pumped.
Because we've got some really good stuff, and I can't wait to tell everybody about it.
It's a really good thing that you invited me back, because I would have hated to have had to, like, crash the party, and, you know, you had to remove me by security or something.
Yeah, that would have been horrible, wouldn't it?
So,
I think I put it in the contract, I will not do this unless Shelley Tomlinson can be there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was in bold, even.
I'm glad.
Red letters and
I'm touched.
That.
Yeah. I mean, did you put it, like, over Selah and Missy and everything, right?
For sure.
Okay, good.
I mean, good night.
So tell them about that. Tell them who's doing our worship.
Well, we're very excited. Selah is making an appearance in West Monroe. And since we've known about it and been talking about it,
right,
I cannot believe how many people have gotten so excited. Because I'm excited because I'm a huge fan.
I am, too. I cannot wait to worship with
them. They are just such an amazing, amazing group of people. And they are just... musically, I think what they have done for praise and worship for years and years and years has been kind of like a foundational thing for so much of the Christian contemporary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because people I've talked to are like all the way from like teenagers, 15, 16-year-olds, to like people in their 80s.
And,
are like,
and that's
they
our
all
audience.
Love it.
That's our demographics. That's who we want. Everyone. You know.
So I really think they are a group that just across the board, people love them. They're so talented. And then Missy Robertson's going to be back with us on Saturday with her worship team.
Wow.
And so I think as far as praise and worship, maybe that's all we'll do the whole weekend.
I'm thinking that's enough. I mean, I'm thinking I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't have to say a word other than the praise that's going to spring forth from my mouth.
Although you're going to.
Yeah, I'll probably have to say something.
We'll give you a few minutes.
Okay. All right. And I'll try to stay in my little thing. We'll need a countdown clock. Missy, let's talk a moment about Missy. You know, because so many of our listeners, Jonelle, they know Missy as the wife of Jace on A&E's Duck Dynasty. They know Missy from her best-selling books.
Right.
You know, they know that, Missy. But I tell you what, Missy can just, she can top it right there with any worship, praise leader, singer out there. She's just right up there at the top in my book.
She is so talented and just so gifted by God, because she's one of my favorite singers. You know, we've been in church together since she was a little girl, so she's sung at our church forever. I don't know how many times, way before Duck Dynasty and she got famous, my husband and I would sit there with tears saying she is our favorite singer, or I would say, it's the voice of an angel. When I get to heaven, I'm going to sit with Missy, and she's just going to sing.
I'm with you, girl.
She is just anointed. She's one of those people.
I enjoy her so much.
She has a beautiful voice and is so talented and just feels the Holy Spirit filling her up when she sings.
And that's the thing. You know, a lot of people can make a beautiful sound, not yours truly, but other people. I know there are a lot of people that can make a beautiful sound when they sing. But when you're being led in worship by someone that you know has Jesus, like, oozing out of their pores, that loves the Jesus that you love and is genuine, that's who I want to worship with, and that's why I enjoy worshiping with Missy.
Well, I think a lot of people felt that day, and you know her personally, so you know that's her heart. She loves to worship. She loves it. And so I feel like we're going to be really, really blessed. And then her daughter, Mia, is going to be with us, and she has got another musical performance. As some people have seen her before do her Little Light of Mine. Well,
and
she
has a whole
new performance that she's doing with parts of her testimony she's never shared before.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, it is going to be, I believe, one of the highlights of the weekend is hearing from Mia.
Wow. So tell everybody again the dates.
January 13th and 14th, Friday evening and all day Saturday, we'll be at First West in West Monroe. And if you go online right now to heartfeltministries.org, you're going to be getting a great ticket price right now.
Early bird special, y'all. Go.
And we have group rates for those of you that want to organize some of your friends from church and put together a group of 10 people
or so. I'm already hearing from people across the country. Isn't that fun to hear from people across the country saying, I'm coming back?
Look,
I heard
from a lady this morning. She texted me. No, it was on Facebook. And she's from Arizona, and she and her granddaughter came, and they're so excited about coming back. And that just blesses me so much, because we do have a wonderful community here that is very supportive of what we do and heartfelt. But have these people come in. We had 30 states last year of people flew in and from Canada that came in. We had some people that came from Hawaii last January. Yeah. Well, I guess it's this year, just 11 months ago.
The international thing.
And I'm telling you. And why wouldn't you want to come to West Monroe?
I cannot imagine.
Seriously.
I can't imagine. Yeah. You know, I want to say this publicly. Before we go to this first break, and she's probably going to start making eyes at me like, Shelly, stop, you don't have to do that. But thank you, Joneel. Because it was your vision and what the Lord has done through you in establishing Heartfelt Ministries and your willingness to just, you know, take a step, only the step you knew right in front of you, because we're not given the third and the fourth and the fifth. I say all the time, the Lord works with me on a need-to-know basis. He's just like, need to know, this is what you need to know to do right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering that call.
Well, thank you for sharing that. No, really, it makes me tear up because I just think how God has just been so good to me and the work I've done. I truly do believe it's because he has an obedient servant in me. I'm one of those women that when God gives a direction, I'm just like, okay, I don't have a clue what I'm doing.
I don't know how to do this,
but I'm going to do it. I spent too many years arguing with him over stuff and realized that didn't get me anywhere.
No, it just doesn't work like that.
It just doesn't. And God's not really a God that is good to argue.
No, he does. It does not work out ever if we do that. But thank you, because you have been obedient. Now, when we come back, Joneel, we'll catch up on a lot of stuff that's been going on in our nation.
Yeah. And just a little bit.
Just a little bit of big stuff.
Yeah.
And I may have brought a story or two. And at the bottom of the hour, I will have a special guest in. Shannon Dietz will be with us to talk about her book, Redeemed, the story of a marriage torn by the effects of past abuse and restored by faith. That's our Jesus.
I love that book.
Shad, biscuits, shrimp, Creole, the kind of eating that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from. In mama's kitchen, when supper comes, come on over and get you some.
Shelly here, belle of all things Southern. Y'all know I love Dixieland, but I'm also a big fan of distressed furniture, and Marouge, Louisiana's newest retail shop features both. The Cotton Bell Market has unique ready-made furniture and the latest in home decor. Owner Bianca Yarbrough will also take special orders to help you create that piece of your dreams. Visit the Cotton Bell Market, 201 West Davenport in Marooch, Louisiana, open 10 to 6, Wednesday through Friday, and tell them Shelley sent you.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Talk to Jim Taylor.
Can make it real in a Chevy.
Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for Black Friday all month long. Get 20% off MSRP on all remaining 2016 half tons in stock. Get a 2017 Chevy Malibu for $19,995. Get a 2016 Chevy Trax for $15,995.
Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
Price plus TTNL, dock and notary fees, stock number T304943, C156153, T273776.
Everything you need for the hunt is at Simmons Sporting Goods. You'll see it all with the new Browning Raindrops XV game camera, only $79.99. Keep your blades like a razor with the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener, now $79.99. From the only Millennium dealer for miles, get the new M150 Monster Hang-On Stand with SafeLink, just $249.99. We're open 8:30 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday. Or shop from home at SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
I can't believe I'm out here on a front porch in a swing, just a swing.
Indeed. We are on the front porch just a swinging today. You're listening to All Things Southern Live. I've got JR over there keeping me between the ditches and my friend Dr. Jonelle Kirby in the studio with me. And Jonelle, today is, well, actually this week is, whether y'all are aware of it or not, because, you know, I get these huge news flashes.
Well, you are always at you're top of the line.
That's what
news.
I do. You know, yeah. I try to bring y'all the latest. So this is World Kindness Week.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that is a very good timing.
It's pretty healthy thing.
World
to
kindness.
Get into the
maybe we
kindness?
Could try that. Yeah, maybe we could try that. It may be a new thing that we could try.
Like because, try a little kindness.
Yeah, try a little kindness. But yeah, because since we were in last Monday, we have a new president-elect of our nation. Donald J. Trump is going to be.
Did you catch
a little of that?
I think I read something. It was in the paper or something.
I think I noticed it. 45th president of the United States will be inaugurated in January. And, you know, I started to put something on Facebook. At some point when I was traveling this weekend, I was going to say, be careful out there. Anything you say on social media can and will be used against you to start a fight. But I decided
and
start a fight.
Yeah, and let's just say, praise God, it's over.
Oh, praise God, it's over. And World Kindness Week has begun.
I love it.
So let's all be kind to each other, starting with, and I think they tried. I don't know if y'all caught the video and the photos from President Obama and President-elect Trump's initial meeting.
Right.
But you know what they reminded me of?
What?
My mama, when we would fight as little girls, she would make us set up underneath the table and hold hands. It was kind of like a forced kindness.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And we had to act like we loved each other.
They were playing nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they did not play nice, we didn't get out from underneath the table.
That's right.
And I think that's pretty much what they look like. You know, if they were playing nice.
Yes, their mamas told them.
They were trying, and that's the thing. Okay, so let's see what else is going on. Oh, did you see the moon last night?
Yes.
Did you try to take pictures of it too?
No, I'm going to do that tonight.
Oh, I couldn't take anything that justified what I was seeing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't look the same.
It doesn't.
What my eye was seeing and what showed up on my phone.
What is that? Yeah, you keep looking up and you're like, that is stinking amazing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you take another picture of it and you look at your phone and you're like,
Wait a minute.
It's like taking pictures of your grandkids.
Yeah.
You can never take a picture of your grandchild that is as cute as the grandchild. And it's the reason my phone is always saying you have no more storage.
Yes.
Because I'm taking
8,000
pictures.
Because you have 20 just from that second.
Right.
Yeah. The burst comes through, you know. And you're
because
like,
they were so cute in that second.
They were.
And you're like, so you're taking 20 to make sure everybody knows they're that cute.
They really are that
They
cute.
Really are that cute. And which, yeah. that latest one of yours, can I just say, he makes me happy. What is his name? Baby Ben?
Baby Ben. Is he the cutest?
Baby Ben makes
I'm
me grin.
You.
And I'm a poet and don't know it.
I
Next
love
verse
it.
Gets worse. Yeah.
I like that one though. Baby Ben makes you grin.
Uh-huh. Baby Ben makes me grin.
He does, doesn't he?
He does make me grin.
And he just grins at you when you talk to him. He is a people person at 4 months old.
Oh.
He loves to look at your eyes and smile like that.
Oh, I love that.
I love his little personality already.
Look, we had Weston the Wonder Boy's birthday last night. Birthday
so
party.
Sweet, that blonde curly.
Oh yes, ma'am. Turned three, and y'all, he was adorable. Leading up, his mommy had his party at Johnny's Pizza. That's where he wanted. He's my eater.
He likes pizza. Mine do too. They love pizza.
You know, but pizza's really big on the list. Well, anyway, he could not get the concept of what his birthday meant. And so he was so adorable all day at church yesterday. I would go, happy birthday, Weston. And he'd go, happy birthday, Keggy.
It was just fun to say. It was just a greeting. Yeah.
You know, he couldn't get that it was not everyone's.
Yeah.
It was his.
Right.
And so that was fun. And then Rhonda Perry, our BFF,
you know her,
and love her as well as I do. She had her first grand.
Yeah.
So now we're talking grands. I did not mean to talk grands, but Riggs is his name, and he's beautiful.
It. Oh, my goodness. That was the sweetest pictures
beautiful.
That she posted.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's just too sweet. Yeah, and now she'll get in on it.
Yes, she will.
Oh,
she'll be
goodness.
Crazy, too.
She'll be crazy.
We'll all go
like
crazy together.
Are.
Okay, speaking of crazy, that brings me to the story that I brought y'all today.
Oh, goodness.
I, of course, had to bring y'all at least one story. JR, to get into the mood of this little bit of news you can lose, give me a little bit of Reba that I sent you. Here we go. Why haven't I heard from you? This is Reba's question.
Yeah. Well, back in 1876, an old boy named Bell invented a contraption that we know so well. By the 1950s, they're in everybody's home. Briefcase on a plane or in your car. So tell me why.
Why
haven't I
heard
from you?
She wants to know is why haven't I heard from you? Which brings me, Janelle, to a discussion of the tech toys that are available out there. Now, I know you're like me.
Yes.
We like the tech toys.
We do, yes.
All the new
They're
wearables.
They're very useful.
They are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can, you know, you can learn to do. And
we like to communicate,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind
mm-hmm.
of nice to have different mechanisms.
We agree on that point.
Yeah.
Well, there are a few things that are concerning me. About the new wearables.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. Say, for instance, that you remember, I'm hypothetically speaking, of course, being a self-conscious young teenage girl who was taller than all the boys in her class. And let's just say hypothetically, of course,
mm-hmm.
that your southern mama was constantly pulling your shoulders back
mm-hmm.
and reminding you to suck in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, you may not be interested as much in one of the new wearables. It's a custom corset that comes fitted with sensors and speakers so that every time a girl slouches, I guess a man could wear it too, every time you slouch, it emits a loud and irritating sound. Now, I'm not, Mom, in case you're listening, I'm not saying that brings up any painful memories or any connection whatsoever. Moving right along. Anyway,
yeah,
you can.
Just cringing right here.
Maybe a memory or two, but you can remove the batteries on that one. So there you go. If anyone needs
just
that tip.
The word corset makes me
cringe.
That
just kind of takes us back. So I'm not sure about that one. Yeah. And then there are the matching tech bracelets. In case you are not aware of these, y'all, you can get two bracelets and you can share one with your loved one. And if you push a button, it vibrates on the other person's arm and sends them a message.
And that's useful.
Apparently, theoretically, you could use it to send a love message or for an emergency, you know, or just to tell that other person that you're thinking of them.
Okay.
Then again, if you're the church pianist, I guess you could buzz your girls to quit talking during the service instead of glaring at them and before their father thumps them on the head with his big old fingers.
Not that you have any.
Not.
This doesn't relate to you.
Not that I have any memory.
Nothing personal.
No. These are just things that are coming to me.
Right.
So there's a lot more news on the wearable front, but they all raise serious questions on society's increasing inability to simply communicate. And now I'm thinking of the controversial debut of the Call Home app. Remember that one? Did y'all see it? It was developed by an irate mother whose kids wouldn't answer their cell phones. The parent can shut the child's cell phone down until they call home for a code to unlock it.
That may be useful.
Now, this one has some promise
to it.
This
has some merit. Yeah.
Apparently, the locked out kids are left with only one exception. If they prefer, they can call 911.
Oh.
Okay, so they could call their mama, or they could call 911 if they haven't been checking in.
In other words, mom's saying, this is emergency status.
This has reached emergency status. Well,
right.
I broached this with a group of my other girlfriends, some southern mamas, all of them, and we had one clear consensus that came out of the conversation.
Good.
Should it get to the point that these mamas need to resort to shutting down their child's cell phone to get him or her to answer it, 911 would probably be that child's best bet.
Yeah, skip mom.
Go straight to 911.
That 911 operator is going to be a little more friendly.
Yeah. You're going to want to talk to her. All right. We'll see y'all on the other side of this break.
The man, he told me that my phone was working fine. I'm sure the operator will be glad to put you through, so dial 0 for assistance if this all confuses you. So tell me why.
Shelly here, Belle of all things Southern. Y'all know I love Dixieland, but I'm also a big fan of distressed furniture, and Marouge, Louisiana's newest retail shop features both. The Cotton Bell Market has unique, ready-made furniture and the latest in home decor. Owner Bianca Yarbrough will also take special orders to help you create that piece of your dreams. Visit the Cotton Bell Market, 201 West Davenport in Marouge, Louisiana, open 10 to 6, Wednesday through Friday, and tell them Shelly sent you.
Talk to Jim Taylor. Make it real
in a Chevy. Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for Black Friday all month long. Get 20% off MSRP on all remaining 2016 half tons in stock. Get a 2017 Chevy Malibu for $19,995. Get a 2016 Chevy Trax for $15,995. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
Price plus TTNL, dock and notary fees, stock number T304943, C156153, T273776.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Everything you need for the hunt is at Simmons Sporting Goods. You'll see it all with the new Browning Raindrop XV game camera, only $79.99. Keep your blades like a razor with the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener, now $79.99. From the only Millennium dealer for miles, get the new M150 Monster Hang-On Stand with SafeLink, just $249.99. We're open 8:30 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday. Or shop from home at SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Call Home app. So you agree with me, huh, Joe Neal? They need to call 911 rather than mother if they have not been checking
just
in.
I'm thinking about that poor child who would know exactly what their parent is going to say when they call home. Mm-hmm. And that friendly operator on the 911 call station is probably going to be a much more decent.
Absolutely. She's looking much more approachable at this moment.
Yes, I think she would be more sympathetic.
I think, you know, when I think back into the way I was raised and the way I raised my children, they would have definitely preferred calling 911 because once you have gotten to the point where you've locked out their phone, If I had looked at my phone, which we didn't have one, of course, you know, but had we, you and I, looked at our phone as teenagers and been locked out, I mean, we'd ruh-roh, right?
Yeah. yes, Scooby.
Yes. Yes. You would have known immediately, this is not going to be good.
This is not going to be good. Oh, my goodness. And probably at that point, any conversation you would have, there's not one thing that you could say to your loving parent that would in any way diminish the amount of behavior that you have just portrayed.
Not a good out right there. Not a good out. But we got to get out of this conversation because we have a guest online. Shannon Dietz is the author of Exposed, Inexcusable Me, Irreplaceable Him. And she is the founder of Hopeful Hearts Ministry, an advocacy nonprofit organization giving a voice to survivors of abuse. She's written the book I have in my hand right now called Redeemed, the story of a marriage torn by the effects of past abuse and restored by faith. It's a great read. It's an important discussion. And I'm happy to welcome Shannon to All Things Southern Live. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you for having me today.
I am delighted to have you. This is such an important discussion, and it's one that, you know, may not be an easy discussion to have. So can I just say, just right off the bat, kudos to you for your transparency and your willingness to put yourself and your history, your story out there.
Well, I do appreciate that. But, you know, it's the more that I've talked about it, the more I've been able to heal and just work further with my own healing process and healing journey. So
and
if
that,
I can help others know that they're not alone, then, you know, that it's all worth it.
And is that not the way our sweet Jesus works? It's a win-win. When you begin to help others with your story, it helps you. So let's kind of just start from the beginning for those that are listening to us this evening and just have you explain to us what the book is about and what inspired you to reach out to others with your story.
Absolutely. So Redeemed goes into the effects of what I had been through in my abuse. I am an incest survivor and date rape survivor from in high school and college. And my husband and I met after I was raped the last time, a year after I was raped in college. And so we got married young, and I was filled with a lot of rage and shame and guilt and animosity and all of these things that that abuse can bring into a person's life. And so the book goes into my healing journey and also just what it did within our marriage and the struggles that we went through, but how God took that and built us up together and redeemed the two of us, each in our own right, in our own relationship with Him. And just how we work together and knowing His redeeming love, but our love for one another.
You know, as I was thinking why you were speaking just then and just nodding my head and thinking about reading your book last night and the the journey that you and your husband, you know, you were taking it together, but then on your own as well, you know, because he was going through a different experience, wanting to love you and wanting to be there for you and wanting to support you, but then almost feeling blocked out of your life because of right. the walls that you were putting around your heart. I think you married an exceptional man that he was able to deal with that. But it was your willingness to get well, you know, your willingness to start that journey. Can you trace for our audience how it happened that you began to see that there was a problem that you had to get well? I mean, you knew that there was a problem, but what was that? I'm just thinking for someone that's listening that they're in a marriage, they've also suffered abuse, or they're not maybe even married, and they just don't even know if they want to get well or they have the strength to start. What begins that process?
Well, I know this feeling that I have when you say get well. I remember Neil and I, my husband and I, going to counseling constantly and me constantly feeling like, why is it that I have to be fixed?
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah.
Right. It would just make me so angry. Mm-hmm. Not at the fact that, I mean, I recognize I'm the one that had most of the problems. I realized mm-hmm. that, you know, but I wanted to say it's not like he has problems too, you know.
Right.
I realized that yeah. I had most of them. I got it. But yet sometimes you're just so sick of feeling like I have to be fixed, you know,
yeah.
and it made you so much more angry at the situation and what was done to you. Mm-hmm. And so there were times that I wasted so much time in my marriage and that I became kind of defiant against being quote unquote fixed or getting well. And uh-huh. I was like, I can't get past it.
Yeah.
I can't do anymore. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But when I realized I was going to lose my husband
mm-hmm.
and lose the friend, I mean, he's my best friend.
Right.
He went through all of this with me. He has done nothing but truly try to love me
yeah.
in the way that I have asked God for someone to love me.
Right.
And I recognized that everything I was praying for, God was giving me, but I was being prideful and defiant, and God was like, girl, I cannot help you unless you finally let me.
Yes.
And that's when I said, okay, Lord, I will do whatever it takes. And that's when I said, oh, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. And as much as it hurts, because that's what most of us survivors are mm-hmm. afraid of, is the hurt we have to go through in order to be well.
That is so beautifully said. Thank you for that answer. You know, that was so articulate and so beautiful, because I felt for you as I was reading your book, and I could feel that that desire of yours to just like protect yourself against more hurt. You know, why should I have to get well if getting well is going to hurt more than how much I'm already hurt? You know, why can't I just kind of close in, so to speak, you know, rather than open up? But the journey that you went through when you began to say, you know, okay, Lord, whoever you are, however you are, you know, I know you had an experience with God early in your life, but mm-hmm. you had shut down. Walk me through that a little bit. Why you were at the point that you were, where you had shut down and had to come back full circle to the God that you experienced as a young girl.
I've had many moments of when I've had to come back to God, but I mean, I had a full conversion moment late in my 20s of
right.
where I had to recognize I don't want to be this person
uh-huh.
that is filled with this shame, that is filled with this anger and rage inside of me, because it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming out against my husband. It was coming out against my own children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was recognizing that I was hurting my own family,
mm-hmm.
that I was like, I don't want to be this person anymore. And that's when I was like, God, I can't. You have got to take over. You've got to take a hold mm-hmm. of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He took a hold of me, and he brought me up off my knees and helped me and put me forward on the path I needed to be on. But then again, like 8 years later was another journey. I mean,
right.
our healing path is a consistent journey. We got to keep our eyes to him. And then that's again when I was faced with just another aspect of it, when I had to hear Neil, my husband, say that in counseling, I feel like I'm a predator.
Wow.
And that was so difficult.
Right.
And that's, again, when I had to say, Lord, what do I do with that?
Yeah.
And, okay, I have to recognize, you know, this pain and this frustration that I have to go through to be able to learn those boundaries that I never knew before.
And, you know, you speak of those times where you had to, you know, go back again and again and again. And that is my message that I just shout from the rafters, Shannon, with whoever I'm talking about. I'm a needy Jesus girl. I need him all the time. You don't get to a point where you're like, got something handled, then I do not need you. You know, your strength is in recognizing how needy you are. And I'm so glad for you that you were able to, you know, recognize that need, because from where you sit now, I want you to speak for those that are listening that feel the shame of abuse. And I know this is such a larger topic than what we can do any justice to in the moments that we have. But talk a little bit about who God explained to you that you are, as opposed to what had happened to you.
Absolutely. First of all, for those of you that are feeling that shame, what I want to speak to your heart right now is that shame is not your shame.
Right.
For
right.
what was done to you, that is that person's decision. That is that person's shame.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what was done to you is not your shame. It is not your guilt. God covered you with his love. He protected your ability to love. He did not want you to carry the shame of somebody else's sin that was put upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to own that right now. And I want you to be able to feel free enough to turn to somebody that you love, that you feel comfortable with, and tell them, do not keep that in the darkness anymore. He wants you to bring that into the light so that he can work on that, so that you do not allow that to poison you inside anymore. That is not yours to carry.
Oh, that is
shame is not yours to carry.
That's beautiful. Those are deeply felt words, and they resonated with me as well, Shannon. In preparation for the interview, I just scooted all around your website. I want to encourage everyone to go to ShannonDeets.com. It also redirects to your ministry, redirects to the same page, and that's HopefulHeartsMinistry.com. HopefulHeartsMinistry. There's an S in there, y'all, for HeartsMinistry.com. And I watched some videos while I was there, and I just was blessing the Lord for the just the health and healing and the camaraderie I saw between you and your man as y'all discussed the journey. And I could see the hand of Jesus and how he had brought so much healing. Was that, what was your goal? I know you have started Hopeful Hearts Ministry, and it's out there now. So in the last remaining moments we have, you want to speak about it?
Absolutely. When I've been, you know, speaking and put out my story, I was at first really addressing teens, and it was when their parents and their chaperones and the youth ministers and the pastors and ministers were coming up to me, and they were saying, you're telling my story, but I've never told anybody. But I realized how many people that were in my generation and generations ahead of me that were never able to speak about what had been done to them or work through their healing journey. So I started Hopeful Hearts Ministry to help those that had been abused mentally, physically, sexually, emotionally in their past, to be able to come forward, to find their voice, and to work and be empowered on their healing journey, to be able to move forward, not just from being a survivor, but to being a thriver in Christ. And that is what Hopeful Hearts is about. And so when you go to that website, I want to be able to have those videos to show you that you're not alone, but also with God that you can. There is so much more for you than what had been done to you in the past.
Well, thank you. As a fellow believer, I just want to thank you for your work, for your mission that you are on, and I'm inspired by you. I'm sorry for what has happened to you, but at the same time, your words, there's a point in the book where you talk about embracing everything that has happened to you that's brought you to this moment. And that spoke loudly to me too.
Thank you.
Where you almost can you say something about that? I don't remember how you put it, but you were able to get to the point, right? Where you said the whole story's my story.
Yes. I thank God for everything that I've been through I don't believe he created it to happen. I believe he made a good from it.
Amen.
And so I thank God for it because it has created who I am today. And I wouldn't take any of it back because I am grateful for the woman that he has created me to be and for the blessings that I have each and every day because of those that I get to see and speak with on a daily basis and to see him empowering those that I work with. So I am grateful for my life and for everything I went through. And I have listened to other survivors that can turn thrivers that are grateful for their past.
Thrivers. Oh, survivors turned thrivers. That speaks. Thank you for being by All Things Southern Love. And I just bless your ministry. If I can do anything further for you, you just let me know.
Thank you, Shelley. I'm
all right.
Grateful. Thank you for the
blessing. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. I love that. I love that testimony. Survivors turn thrivers. We'll see y'all on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
This is shrimp Creole, the kind of eating that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from. In mama's kitchen when supper comes, come on over and
Shelley here, Belle of All Things Southern. Y'all know I love Dixieland, but I'm also a big fan of distressed furniture. And Marouge, Louisiana's newest retail shop features both. The Cotton Bell Market has unique, ready-made furniture and the latest in home decor. Owner Bianca Yarborough will also take special orders to help you create that piece of your dreams. Visit the Cotton Bell Market, 201 West Davenport in Marouge, Louisiana, open 10 to 6, Wednesday through Friday, and tell them Shelley sent you.
Talk to Jim Taylor. Can make it real in a Chevy.
Join us at Jim Taylor Chevrolet for Black Friday all month long. Get 20% off MSRP on all remaining 2016 half tons in stock. Get a 2017 Chevy Malibu for $19,995. Get a 2016 Chevy Trax for $15,995. Price, service, and selection is how we put the customer first at Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel.
Price plus TTNL, dock and notary fee, stock number T304943, C156153, T273776.
Everything you need for the hunt is at Simmons Sporting Goods. You'll see it all with the new Browning Rangeops XV game camera, only $79.99. Keep your blades like a razor with the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener, now $79.99. From the only Millennium dealer for miles, get the new M150 Monster Hang-On Stand with SafeLink, just $249.99. We're open 8:30 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday. Or shop from home at SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe. It was a fascinating interview. I'd like to thank Shannon Dietz for being by All Things Southern Life to talk about her story, Redeemed, the story of a marriage torn by the effects of past abuse and restored by faith. And since Dr. Jonelle Kirby is with me, my friend here in the studio, Jonelle, and I knew that you could speak professionally to this. We were talking off air just now before we came back on about Shannon's story, and I found it fascinating. I wanted you to repeat to me what we were talking about with how it is that children can survive the type of abuse that, that Shannon actually endured at the hands of her grandfather. And she wasn't aware of it until way into her healing journey did those memories come back. How does that happen?
Children just have the capacity, and I personally, as a believer, think God gave children an extra measure of capacity with this, but also as a professional in the mental health field, the documentation is huge on this, how youth, children who don't have the context to be able to really understand the abuse,
right?
Regardless of what kind of abuse, they don't have the experience, or even the knowledge to have an understanding of what is going on and why this is happening and why this is happening with this person. And so the brain not having that ability to tag that into a previous knowledge, which mm-hmm. is how all learning happens, is
okay.
we tag this on to something that we've already had some experience with, mm-hmm. but there's no context for it if you're a child.
Yeah.
And so it gets buried because there's no context for
I
it
see
to
that.
Be,
it, yeah.
be learned. But when you become an adult and that becomes more of your knowledge and your experience level, because now in the adult world, this is something that's happening and it's part of my life.
Okay.
It begins to have an effect on, and oftentimes it is a behavioral response rather than something you can articulate or even have thoughts about.
Mm-hmm.
And then the behavior becomes what has to be addressed, because there's a dysfunction or a disruption in your life as you react mm-hmm. behaviorally to what happened to you and your trauma as a child.
That you can be reacting to for a very long time
before you realize what it is you're reacting to. Why I'm reacting to this. The childhood trauma catapults people many times into very self-abusive behavior, mm-hmm. Alcohol, drug use, overuse or abuse, as well as these horrifically mm-hmm. bad behaviors,
yeah.
immoral things that happen where you don't have a real explanation. Why am I doing this?
Right.
And where is this coming from? I don't know why I'd keep doing these same things. And for someone like Shannon, who was mm-hmm. very, very courageous to
very.
Go into counseling and walk through that and have mm-hmm. to deal with that childhood trauma in order to have almost an explanation
mm-hmm.
of why do I keep repeating these horrifically bad right. behaviors.
See, for Shannon, I remember reading her story as she was in counseling, you know, going back with mm-hmm. this caring professional that was leading her back to some of those painful memories. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise to her completely that she went back to the age of 3 and 4 mm-hmm. for the earliest pain, when what she was aware of was the rape at 16. I think
sure.
she was a couple of days before her 17th birthday. That's where she thought it started.
Right.
And so it was even a surprise to her when it went to a very young age, when she
yeah.
was already hurting and already feeling those
there
memories.
Are therapy techniques and strategies that professionals are trained in to help individuals be able to have recall of, because we do know earliest memories do go back to the ages of 4 and sometimes 3 years
mm-hmm.
old. And I have actually had clients who actually could remember back even younger than that, because the trauma was so
yeah.
enormous when they were even younger.
Wow.
So this is a really tough topic to address,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it
with
is.
Your audience here. But what we know in the field of therapy, that this is a huge problem. I mean, as much as they're saying right now, 4 to 5 people out of every 10 have experienced
that is
childhood
startling.
Abuse.
That is startling.
Is.
And, you know, I'll be totally
yeah.
transparent with you and with our listening audience. It's not a subject I wanted to address.
Right.
It's not something that I wanted to bring, you
yeah.
know, to a Monday evening and have this conversation, but I just couldn't get out of it. I
the
knew it needed to come.
Of this young
yeah.
woman, and this woman, really, to be able to do this healing process, which is not an easy thing to go
mm-hmm.
through, but then to be brave enough to bring it out publicly so she could help others, that's huge. I'm so proud of her and thankful for her.
And that, I think that is exactly how I felt when I was
mm-hmm.
like, didn't even know if I felt equipped to even have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're just looking in the mirror and you're going, she lived it.
Yeah.
I mean, if she lived it and she can be courageous enough to want to come on and talk about it, you know, you can be courageous enough to open the platform
and let her have a voice.
Let her have this voice, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how silly is that? That,
mm-hmm.
you know, I felt, but I think I traced
it. But it is
to,
hard.
Yeah,
it
to
is
it
hard.
Being hard and
hard.
Worried that I would say the wrong thing to her. That's
yeah.
the last thing I want to do is hurt anyone. And I was,
right.
I even had those thoughts, you know, I may be all harder, and
mm-hmm.
you know, with my questioning, and I thought, you can't hurt this poor woman any more than she's been hurt, and God has protected her and given her a voice.
And didn't she love the way she ended that by saying that she wants women to go from survivor to thriver? She is no longer a victim.
Right.
I read this yesterday in another book I'm reading, and it said, victim and victory cannot live in the same place.
Yeah. Oh, and that's beautiful. That and that's what
exactly
she is living that out.
She is no longer a victim. Jesus has released her from that.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's just an exciting thing to see someone's story have such a prosperous, wonderful ending where God is just helping her.
You know, and as women of God, it's also a conversation that we can't hide from.
Yeah.
As women of God, when you talk about the statistics that you just listed, you said what, 4 or 5 out of 10?
Right.
Well, then we can't allow ourselves to hide from that conversation because it's an uncomfortable conversation, or we cannot be the ministry tools that, you know, He wants us to be.
To
reach His people. So,
amen.
Amen to that. Wow. And we're almost out of time here, and it really does dovetail perfectly with the discussion that we opened the show with today, because we're talking about women of God helping each other.
That's
and that
right.
brings us full circle back to heartfelt experience.
Which I hope everyone that is listening to this, whether you are a woman that you're just now hearing about heartfelt, or maybe you're a man with daughters and a wife, and you're thinking, oh,
this
I
would
need
be good
to
for them.
Tell her
they would
about
enjoy this.
Yeah. Go to our website, heartfeltministries.org. There is a website there that will help you get all the information you want, as well as be able to register for the conference. And our own Shelley will be there on the stage.
And it will be here before we know it. I mean, you know, it will be like tomorrow. I mean, January's tomorrow. That's the way it's working right now. Okay, folks, so there's a lot of things we didn't get to. There are new websites. I mean, new recipes. You can find them on allthingssouthern.com. There are new comforts and devotionals. You can find those there as well. You can find some opportunities to plug in and see where I've been recently with
something
Hungry
about,
as a Mighty Fine
Sauce.
Yeah,
something about a cookbook.
Oh, a little bit of little bitty tiny storytelling cookbook that's out and making a few tiny waves. I'm excited about that.
There's a lot of stuff going on with that book.
So you
What's
can,
the name of it again, Shelley?
That would be Hungry as a Mighty Fine Sauce.
Oh, good.
Thank you for asking.
I just wanted to make sure I remembered it.
You're a sweetheart. JR, thank you for helping me out over there and keeping me between the ditches with your little button pushing. You did a good job. And Jodeel, thanks for being by All Things Southern Live.
I love it. I love being in here with you.
And we'll be here next week, y'all, if the good Lord's willing and the creek doesn't rise, same time, same place. This is Shelley with Hugs for All.